All right, we are live, believe it or not. Crown Point's Teagle Field, and we've got a base hit into center field by the leadoff batter for Hammond Post 168B. A single into short center field, and fielded cleanly. It's a one base hit, also known as a single, and we're off and running. Batter number two, a right-handed batter. First batter was a lefty, wearing number three on his jersey. That's Brian McNamara. And McNamara at the plate. He's going to be our shortstop today for Hammond. And the ball's hit into left field. It is a base hit, scooped up, thrown in. We've got base runners at first and second. Back-to-back singles to start the game here at Crown Point's Teagle Field. Once again, I'm Dave Woodworth along with Mark Smith here on today, Friday, June 23rd. And it's a American Legion baseball, the B team, for boys age 17 and younger. And we've got the third batter at the plate for Hammond. Pitching today for Crown Point is Eric Clayton. Eric Clayton, the pitcher, and his catcher, Jordan Lindemann. And we've got a 1-1 count on the batter, Steve Tropicante. Okay. Say something, Mark.
Just like the old mob boss.
I want to make sure you're on the air here. Okay, I think you are.
The manager is Don Tropicante.
All right.
Hammond Post 168 has played 12 games already, and they have 5 wins, 6 losses, and 1 tie. Here's the 2-2 pitch, a pickoff play at second. The runner's back.
Jake Lucia. Is it first? Is it second base? Brian McNamara is the shortstop, and he is at first base. First two batters here on the top of the first inning are on base. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Ground ball to third. Tommy Parks takes it, tags the runner, and throws to first. The throw's going to be late. Now they've got a runner caught off second base. Oh, but they threw to third. He's going to be able to get back to second. McNamara was going to be able to get back to second. They didn't really operate the rundown there correctly, but they did get it out. Tropicante grounds into a forced play at third. What happened there was that Parks made the tag and then threw to first. And when he threw to first, the runner who had held at second, McNamara, broke to third. Crown Point could have got him in a rundown, but they didn't really handle it very well. So the situation hasn't changed much. Runners at first and second and one out. Here's Clayton's pitch. Slow ground ball. Parks, it bounces over his glove, bobbled by Stanley, the shortstop. The throw, not in time, and the bases are loaded. That was a slow ground ball, as Clayton's pitch really jammed the cleanup hitter, Rob Keough. Probably have to give him an infield hit there. Tommy Parks at third base. He ranged far to his left, but the ball jumped over his glove. Shortstop made the play, and I thought Jack Stanley made the play clean. He just didn't get the ball there in time. Bases loaded. Here's Will Green. He's the Hammond third baseman. Hammond Post 168. But to be honest, Hammond in name only, there's a lot of Lake Central players here. A lot of boys out of the old Dyer Little League. I say the old Dyer Little League. It's still there. But this is a, I don't want to say a Lake Central farm club. But, yeah, a lot of this is Lake Central against Crown Point here tonight. 1-1 pitch. Another slow ground ball down the third baseline. Parks comes in, bare hands, it throws over. Fine play by Tommy Parks. That was almost a swinging bunt. In fact, it was a swinging bunt. Parks came in, grabbed it barehanded. The ball never touched his glove. He fired to the plate for the force play, and there's two out in the first inning. Really nice play by Parks, and that was the only play he had. He ran in about 25 feet in front of the third base bag. He could not have made the throw to first, but he fired it home. Here's the first pitch to Neil Karakanik, and that's a strike. So he fired it home, and alertly the catcher for Crown Point, who was Jordan Lindemann, he did not stray off home base and was there to take the throw. Slow curve and down low, a ball 1-1 to Karakanik. Neil Karakanik will pitch tonight.
And I remember from youth leagues, he's a pretty good pitcher, so we should see something. Fastball in there for a strike. It's 1-2 from Eric Clayton. I don't believe that the Crown Point B team has won a game yet. They have a record of 1-4, but I believe the one win was a forfeit against East Chicago. Ball in the dirt, check swing, but it's a called strike three. They say he went around. And actually, Crown Point gets out of the inning and with no damage done. In the first for Hammond, no runs, three hits, no errors, and three left. They played an half an inning here on Friday night. B game, Hammond post 168 against Crown Point post 20. Hammond has not scored. Crown Point just coming to bat.
Mom, my tooth fell out.
The coach says I can play shortstop.
I can be a deciduous tree.
You live for the first in your child's life. But how do you cope with the firsts that come after your child is diagnosed with cancer? CureSearch.org connects you to the doctors and scientists whose collaborative research has turned childhood cancer from a nearly incurable disease to one with an overall cure rate of 78%. CureSearch.org. You're not as alone as you feel. Brought to you by CureSearch and the Ad Council.
And we are back live at Crown Point's Eagle Field. I'm Dave Woodworth along with Mark Smith. And thank you for joining us here on USA-365.com. And American Legion Baseball, it's the B-team game tonight. Crown Point playing host to Hammond Post 168. It's the American Legion Post 20 here in Crown Point. On a bright and sunny Friday evening, and Hammond threatened in the top of the first inning. Had bases loaded there for several players, but Crown Point defense coming through in the end. All that effort and no runs to show for it. We've got a 0-0 scores. Crown Point coming up to bat here in the bottom of the first inning.
Crown Point is coming off of a loss. They were defeated by Hobart on Thursday night. Again, as we're talking, this is the 24th of June. A Friday, but on Thursday night they lost 9-6 to Hobart, a game where Crown Point had a 3-0 lead. Michael Brown had three hits for Hobart post 54, and Greg Glover had three hits, two singles and a double. And for Crown Point in the game, Michael Hernandez was the starting pitcher. He took the loss. Jack Stanley had a triple. 9 runs, 12 hits, no errors for Hobart. 6 runs, 6 hits, 2 errors
for Crown Point. Here's the first pitch. The leadoff batter is Jack Stanley, the shortstop for Crown Point. And he takes a strike. About 65 degrees. We got kind of a north wind tonight. Kind of unusual for this time of year. The pitch is fouled off and it's 0-2. And it's much cooler than it was earlier in the week. So the pitcher should be strong tonight. Everybody should feel good this evening.
Feel better today.
Yeah, I have to admit, I like cool weather. I do not like hot weather in any form. This isn't cool enough for me. Greg Hendricks pitches down low, and it's 1-2. I don't mind the sun, but it can be like 55 degrees. I like college football Saturdays, you know, where it's, you got to wear that letter jacket. Here's a fly ball to left field. Into the sun field. The left fielder for him is Jake Lacia, and he drops the ball. And Stanley's going to get the second. And I'm not sure exactly what happened. The left fielder is Traficante. I misnamed him, but Steve Traficante should have had that ball. But left field is the sun field here at Teagle Field. And a lot of boys playing here for the first time aren't used to that.
Come on, old.
Anything hit to the third baseman or to the left fielder, you're looking directly into the sun. So a break for Crown Point in the bottom of the first inning as Stanley's on second with nobody out. First pitch swinging, Chris Simano fouls it off deep down the right field line over the fence. The dimensions here at Teagle Field, if you've never been here, 325 down the left field line, 385 to left center, 400 feet to center field, 350 to right center, and 310 down the right field line. Corey Kenick's pitch, a curveball, tries to butt it, and Simano misses it, and it is a strike, 0-2.
and the distances here, which are, you know, professional ballpark distances, are magnified by the fact that the fence is 14 feet high. Here's a ground ball base hit by Samano into right field. The runner Stanley around there, he's going to hold. Here comes the throw to the plate. Samano strays off of first base and then goes back, but a base hit to right, and Crown Point has runners at first and third with nobody out. Good job by Chris Samano, the left fielder. He went with the pitch. Didn't hit it that hard, but hit it in the right spot.
At bat for Crown Point, the pitcher number 20.
Here comes Eric Clayton, the pitcher. Bottom of the first inning, we have no score. Hammond Post 168 put three runners on in the first inning, but could not score. Karakadic's pitch in the dirt is the ball. I remember Neil Karakadic pitching a lot of fine Little League games, Little League All-Star games, and Dyer Babe Ruth has come up through the system. Fake to third. He looks at first, but Samano not fooled by that. Chris Samano, the son of manager Larry Samano, and the grandson of Crown Point Post 20 senior team manager Tony Samano. Third generation ball player out here. Curveball up high. Samano breaks. Here's the throw through. It's in the dirt. Oh, he didn't slide, but he's in safely. I'm not sure why Chris Samano didn't slide there. It looked like Hammond was going to give him the base to hold the runner at third. So that wasn't the best executed steal, but it was a steal of second nonetheless. Runners at second and third for Crown Point. The throw down there was to the left field side of the base. Shortstop McNamara, Brian caught the ball, but he's trying to keep his eye on the runner at third. And for some reason, Samano did not slide when he went in there. But he is safe, and his runners at second and third with nobody out. Here's the 2-0 pitch to Clayton. Ground ball off the third baseman's glove. A run's going to score. Samano holds it second, so there's no play. That's going to be an RBI for Clayton. That's close. He could have fielded that play, but I'm going to give him a base hit on that one. It would have been tough to get the runner at first. Ball was hit right down the third base line. It skipped up over the third base bag, and the third baseman, Will Green, bobbled it. By the time he caught it, he had no play. Here's Tommy Parks. It's 1-0 for Crown Point. A smart play there by Chris Samano at second. Had he tried to take third on that ground ball, he could have been tagged out because the ball ended up at third. There's a swing and a foul back by Tommy Parks. It's 1-1. But Samano held at second. And Clayton reached first easily. I call it a base hit because it would have been a very difficult play for Will Green to scoop that ball behind the third base bag, off balance, and make a throw to first. 1-1 pitch to Parks. Breaking ball, hit him in the leg. Now, Tommy didn't make the greatest effort to get out of the way of that pitch, but still it was a curveball far inside. So Parks is hit by the pitch. The bases are loaded for Crown Point, already with a 1-0 lead. And nothing but trouble for Neil Karakadic, the Hammond pitcher. And we're going to have a team meeting on the mound.
Next batter for Crown Point.
Jack Stanley led off the game with a fly ball to left that was dropped in the sun. He got two bases out of that. Chris Samano grounded a single into right field, moving the runner to third. Eric Clayton hit that hopping ground ball down the third base line that really there was no play at home and there was no play at first. So Eric picks up the RBI. And then I believe the third pitch to the cleanup batter, Tommy Parks, hit him in the leg. Bases loaded. All six infielders on the mound. All the perimeter guys joining Neil Karakadic. Neil not throwing that well so far. I think it might take him a little while to get going. Crown Point hoping to jump on him before he can do that. Here's Michael Hernandez, the fifth hitter. And he'll bat with the bases loaded. I always thought the kids didn't really want to bat their first at bat with the bases loaded. Fastball or strike. And you want to look at the pitcher some. You want to get some swings. You want to play a few innings. You don't want to be batting in the first inning with the bases full. Let's see what Michael Hernandez thinks about it. Line drive past the second base. He likes it quite fine. Base hit into right field. One run in. Here comes the second run in to score. Parks is going to third. They're going to catch him in a rundown. They throw to third. Parks trying to get back to second. Now the batter Hernandez goes to second. Now they just need to run Parks back to second base because there's two Crown Point runners at second base. The shortstop's looking as if there's anybody else on base. There isn't. Now this rundown continues. Parks gets by the runner. He slides into third. He's tagged out.
Whoa.
I'm not exactly
what
sure.
What an entertaining play that was.
I'm not exactly sure what the Hammond boys were doing, though, because they really had two Crown Point players trapped at second base, but for some reason the shortstop looked at home plate as if there was another runner alive in the bases. There really wasn't. What ends up occurring is a two-run single for Mike Hernandez, and it's 3-0 for Crown Point. But Post 20 loses a runner on the bases, and Tommy Parks actually lost his shoe, it would appear, and now he's carrying his shoe as he walks off the field.
Oh, goodness. How embarrassing to lose your shoe on the field.
That's not going to be a highlight for Tommy Parks in his baseball career.
No.
If he makes the first out here in the first inning.
But it was entertaining to watch for the fans.
Here's Jordan Lindemann, the catcher, and he takes the first pitch for a strike. I'd like to give you all the players who handled the ball on that rundown for Hammond, but we really don't have time. Here's a fake pick off the second base by Kurt Kadick, and the runner Hernandez is back. Michael Hernandez was batting ninth last week when Post 20 played Mishawaka. Here's the ball off the catcher's glove. The runner trying to go to third. Close play. He's safe.
Wow.
Boy, a very, very strong throw by Rob Keough, the catcher. That ball bounced about 20 feet to the left of home plate. Keough picked it up and made a perfect throw to third. And to be absolutely honest, it looked like Hernandez was out, but he got the call. So the runner goes to third on what turns out to be a pass ball, because I don't think the ball is in the dirt. I believe the catcher should have had it. But that opened your eyes about Rob Keough, the Hammond catcher, made a very strong throw. Runner at third. There's one out. It is 3-0. And here comes the manager, Don Trafficante, out to talk to the home plate ump. And he may be asking just why Michael Hernandez was safe that last play. Although the Hammond folks really didn't have any good view of it from all the way across the field.
I couldn't figure out why the Crown Point came in there.
Hernandez at third. Third base coach is Larry Simano, the manager. It's 3-0 for Crown Point. He scored three runs here in the first inning on three singles, a stolen base, a hit by pitch, and a drop fly ball. The only out of the inning was Tommy Parks getting caught in a rundown. Here's Jordan Lindemann, the catcher. He's got an RBI waiting at third for him. Kurek Hennick pitch, line drive, base into center field. He picks it up. Kurek Hennick hit the first pitch hard. Base hit to center field. And it's 4-1 for Crown, 4-0 for Crown Point. I believe I keep saying it was 3-1. Hammond never did score in that first inning. The fourth hit of the inning, the fourth run is scored. Here's Kyle Bacon, the center fielder. Throw to first, and the runner back. Well, this is an all-new Post 20 team, because the team we saw here last week couldn't hit. They had to throw to first, and the runner's back in there. They first three or four games for the Post 20 B team, the 17 and under boys, they weren't getting any hits at all. They were struggling at the plate. First pitch now in the dirt. It's ball one.
Yeah, last Saturday, Mike Hernandez was 3-for-3 against Mishawaka Post 161. So,
but that was they only had six hits in the game.
Yeah, he had half the offense production all by himself.
And that was a nine-inning game.
yeah, that was a long game.
I think somebody else had two hits. It might have been Clayton had two. So two boys had five of the six hits in a nine-inning game. Throw to first, the runner's back. I'm not sure Jordan Lindemann's that fast. The Hammond pitcher, Kurt Kadick, keeps throwing to first.
Yeah, Jack Stanley was 2-for-5.
Fastball on the outside corner. It's 2-1 to Kyle Bacon. Kyle Bacon, I believe, is out of the Cedar Lake Little League.
And Chris Stahlbaum was 1-for-3. So three people accounted for all the hits last Saturday in a game we broadcast here on USA-365.
Another throw to first. And if it's past the first baseman, here's Lindemann up. He's going to go to second, and he's in there standing up. I don't know why they were so worried about Jordan Lindemann there. Score 4-0, and Lindemann, the catcher, not, you know, there's no guarantee the catcher can't hit, can't run, but...
Now, that's got to be an error on the pickoff attempt, right?
No question. Error on the pitcher. Curveball up high, and it's 3-1. I think you have to...
So Kyle Bacon with a runner with an RBI opportunity. He's got a runner at second base. A base hitter could bring it in.
Swing and a miss, and it's 3-2. I think you have to use a little more discretion on who you're... who you're throwing to first base against. Again, I don't know Jordan Lindemann that well, but from the times we've seen him, he's not a blinding base stealing thief. And they threw over there five times. Ooh, the pitcher almost bluffed, and he got him on a slow curve.
Yeah.
I don't think Neil Korakinic can use that delivery many times. he rocked back, and then he hesitated in the delivery and looked at second. That's going to be called a balk if he does it too many times. Here's Joe Baker.
Yeah, looked very awkward at the very least.
Baker, a left-hand hitting first baseman. And we're going to have a pinch runner for Crumpoint. I was afraid of this because we really don't have the post 20 lineup here.
Okay.
Yeah. Pinch runner, don't worry about it.
The pinch runner is James Frazier.
That's James Frazier.
Okay. Frazier running for Lindemann, the catcher. Here's Joe Baker, left-hand hitting first baseman, as he said. Here's a ground ball to the first baseman, Scheffel. He'll come to the bag, and that'll be the third out of a long first inning. In the inning for Crown Point, they score four runs on four hits, two errors for Hammond, and one runner left. They've played just one inning of the B-team game between Hammond and Crown Point here on Friday night. Post 20 leads Hammond, post 168, and the score is 4-0.
Most people associate sickness with old age, so getting sick was very hard for me. It's hard for any young person.
At the age of 39, a kidney transplant saved Derek's life.
After my kidney started to fail, you know, I couldn't even play basketball with my son. I just wasn't able to do the things that I used to do. My mother, you know, had the same kidney disease, and it was hard for my kids to lose their grandmother to the same disease that they knew their father had. Since I have a transplant now, I can walk my dog, I can shoot basketball, so many things I can do. I can go to the park with my family. You know, we lost a lot of time, you know, just to everyday life, simple things, you know, we just couldn't do. I hope that I can make that time up. You know, we get a chance to live again.
You have the power to donate life. Be an organ and tissue donor. To find out how, go today to www.donatelife.net.
Presented by the Indiana Broadcasters Association, the Indiana Donation Alliance Foundation, and this station.